A Northern Arizona school district this week became one of the latest to ramp up security and cancel class amid a threat circulated on social media, leading the president of the Navajo Nation to issue a stern warning to people thinking about making such postings. Navajo Nation police responded Monday to the area of Tuba City Junior High School to investigate after threats surfaced online. Officers later arrested two juveniles in connection with the threats, according to the Navajo Nation Office of the President and Vice President. The district canceled classes Tuesday for the best interest and safety of all of our staff and students, school officials said in a Facebook post. Then at 1 p.m. Wednesday, Tuba City High School went lockdown because of the threat reported to staff. Security and Navajo Nation police responded and determined there was no immediate threat, officials said. In the wake of the incidents, Navajo Nation President Russell Bigay urged parents and teachers to support students' emotional and mental wellness. He called on leaders to connect with communities and engage with students who have been subject to a tidal wave of school-related violence. Still, people who see something are urged to say something. We don't see these as idle threats, Bigay said in a Wednesday statement. Initiating these types of threats will destroy a young person's future. These charges get very serious. Within the Navajo Nation, we will prosecute these crimes to the fullest extent possible. The district this week issued a memo outlining a slew of new security precautions being put in place until further notice. Among them, all classes are being held indoors with limited movement between buildings. Only one access gate to the high school is open. Parents must show identification at the front gate and to check out their children during the day. All K-8 campuses will close immediately after dismissal. Additional law enforcement and security personnel remain on alert. Our children shouldn't be frightened to go to school, and neither should our educators, Bigay said. It's imperative that we reinforce our schools as safe zones by investigating any threats being made against our school systems and children. And that article entitled Navajo Nation Leader Warns Students About Seriousness of Threats.